series from Doubleday and just took it up a notch. And in working with Yale on the final product over the last 2 years or so, I just had some of the most professional editorial expertise I'd ever had. And it was very demanding as well.
Which really does yield a much better product, doesn't it?
I think it does. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. I must say, I also experienced something similar with the Catholic Bible Dictionary over at Doubleday, you know, and working with the Doubleday religion folks. The editing and the, I mean, whenever you do a book that is, you know, 1,000 pages in hardbound, you know, with double columns, and you're treating, you know, nearly 5,000 different words.
Yes.
You know, the opportunity for misprints or typos, but also just, you know, overlooking this, that, or the other thing. It was really a remarkable grace for me to participate with you and that whole team, and then to have it edited so well. But I must say, you know, editing is one thing, packaging is another. The people who designed this book cover, the jacket, when you take the dust jacket off, I mean, you see in the Catholic Bible Dictionary what I would say is probably the most beautiful book I have seen in 10 years. The dust jacket comes off, and the same beauty is right there in the hard binding as well.
Oh, exactly. In fact, I brought your dissertation with me, sort of a memento of a very happy time of working with you.
Yes.
And also the rather hefty Catholic Bible Dictionary, which made quite a thud when I put it on the table in front of me here.
I bet it did.
And the work that clearly went into this from a production standpoint, I think, was really quite impressive, which tells us something about the fact that Doubleday and other publishers recognize the need and the value for valuable tools for Catholics today in the area of Scripture.
Yeah, I think that it is a valuable tool in a way that we are still going to be discovering 10, 20 years from now. I mean, Catholic Bible dictionaries, as I said, only come out about every 40 or 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
John L. McKenzie wrote one that was primarily academic. It wasn't explicitly Catholic.